In New Orleans, you'll find what many consider an unusual way to bury the dead. It involves moving bodies over a year after their death and throwing the caskets in the dumpster. It's commonplace here, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgroLiquid. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition, it's who they've always been. Visit agroliquid.com.
Looking for potassium options to feed your crop? Well, potash is cheap, right? Wait. The slow breakdown and subsequent lack of nutrient availability of dry potash applied in the spring means that's money wasted. Wouldn't you rather spend your money on something that's going to impact this year's crop? Actually feed your plants the nutrition they need? Take a look at SureK by AgroLiquid. Designed as a full-season, planter-time potassium source, SureK can be applied in furrow, strip-till, 2x2, side dress, broadcast on small grains and forage crops, and as a foliar. Find out more about SureK at agroliquid.com.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
As Robert Florence explains, burials in the city of New Orleans are unlike just about any other spot in the U.S.
There are three basic types of the reusable burial. They all have one thing in common, and that is a tradition that a year is the minimum amount of time they'll leave a casket in there before they move it for the next one. They say a year and a day.
Those three types of burials are wall vaults, family vaults, and society tombs, which are tombs for a group of people with a common tie. After at least a year's time, the body is broken down to the point it can be moved to make room for other burials in the tomb.
To this day, they throw the caskets away. And that always catches people's attention if they've never seen a casket in a garbage can before. It's a very unusual image to people who aren't familiar with it.
So in a family's tomb, the casket might be thrown away after a year's time. The body moved within the tomb, allowing more space.
You always bury in the top vault first. You begin to move remains down until it's full. Then you need to wait for the year and a day, after which you take the remains out of the bottom vault and you put them into a chamber in the foundation, which is known as a caveau. And there's no shortage of space down there.
It may sound like an unusual process, or perhaps even disrespectful to the dead, but Robert says it's actually the opposite.
They're very meaningful for families because you could have literally 8 or 10 generations of a family buried in one tomb. Not only does this save space, it saves money, because one person in a family buys a tomb and every single descendant has burial provided free of charge. So it's very economical as well as efficient in terms of saving space.
You can see the TV version of this story by downloading the free My Farm TV app. Click on the American Countryside tab. These cemeteries hold a very special meaning every November 1st, and that's next time as we travel the countryside. In New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.